Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Wynn swings and hits a high fly ball left field. McKinstry, a long run. He's under it. He makes the catch. And this ball game has come to an end. The Tigers got a run in the top of the ninth and beat the Cardinals tonight by a total of 5-4.
Yeah, so far, the Cardinals and Tigers have split this series. The finale is happening today. 12:15 is the first pitch. We got a pregame show at 11:20. So Chris and Amy's show is ending a bit early today, and it is time to go to the guest line. We bring in that voice, the one you just heard. It is John Rooney, who joins us on KMOX. John, you ready for baseball today?
That's the best highlight you could come up with to lead into this segment. Sound like somebody shot my dog. come on.
That's, it's the most recent thing that happened, so I guess it's what we went with.
Wow.
I know.
That got me fired up for this.
I don't know what to say now. Now I feel bad, but about this?
Really?
There's motivation now, John, to win this series today.
Even when it's a calmer highlight, it's still the highest quality broadcasting. That's how good you are.
That's true.
Oh, that's not going to get you anywhere. I'm sorry. Okay. That won't work.
I don't know. Well, that's all I know.
That ain't going to work.
Well, we've got some Ted Drews. They stopped by, so can I offer some Ted Drews?
Well, it'll be milk by the time it gets here.
All right, I'm out of...
So that's the way it goes.
I'll stop
talking. No, there is a chance to win a series today against the best team in the game. And that's something to really look forward to. The weather's great. Come on down, because it's a perfect day to watch the Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers. And then the day off tomorrow, and then another good team, Arizona, comes in. The Cardinals are in a stretch of challenging games. They're playing well. It was a great game last night. Mm-hmm. The difference was they got a couple of baseballs to fall their last at bat, and the Cardinals didn't. In the eighth inning, Pajes hit the ball about as hard as he's ever hit it, but it stayed up long enough for Baez to make the catch in right center field. So that's how close the game was. They were able to get to Skubal, who is one of the best pitchers in the game, if not the best left-hander in the game. And a lot of great things happened, except they didn't win last night.
Well, I know they say, what is it, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but the three last losses the Cardinals have been one-run losses. I mean, they are... You feel like they're going to win every game, or at least they can win every game.
Well, they also responded to those one-run losses by scoring in double figures and getting hits in double figures the next game. They did that in Philadelphia with 14 runs, 18 hits, and then against Kansas City after losing a close game against Kansas City, came in against Detroit and put up 10 runs in game one in the series. So, this team has responded very well, and how they'll respond to a bullpen game today by Detroit, They jumped on the Tigers, their bullpen game on Monday, and we'll see how they do today. I just know the Cardinals will be well prepared. They have bought into what's going on with what they're trying to do here. Brent Brown has made a positive impression on his hitters, and John Jay has made a very positive impression on the outfielders, where they're playing so much better. So it's a fun team to watch right now, and that's why perfect day to come on down.
You know, a hitting coach doesn't always have the sort of influence it seems like we're seeing from Brant Brown, and we know guys like him quite a bit, but just from what you can tell, what sort of influence is there, and what are the signs of that influence?
I mean, 10-plus hits in over half the games. That's it right there. Their strikeouts are down. They're walking a little more. But the approach is different. There are times, as he says, to slug and times to hit. And we're seeing that implemented. No, those are the things. If you just look at the numbers compared to where the Cardinals were last year, it's as plain as day that they are going about it with a little different approach. And they are putting the ball in play on a more regular basis, which means scoring more runs, being a little more successful with runners in scoring position. That's something they just didn't do a good job of last year. If they had been just a little bit better in that regard, I think they would have been in the postseason last year, but they weren't.
Yeah, and they've done this offensively, even though some guys have not really been as productive as we expected. But Jordan Walker, being one of them, he's had rough start to the season, but lately it looks like he's putting together better at bats. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, I'm almost to the point that I don't really want to talk that much about Walker. I'm just waiting for what he's working on to produce the results he wants in the game. And we talk about it time after time after time with Jordan Walker. He has the opportunity and the time to get at bats, and he's working as hard as he can to get there. And he hit a home run to beat Kansas City on Saturday night. That's a step in the right direction. Had a two-run double, also scored a run in the win on Monday night. It's not just going to happen where he's going to be a 330 hitter and hit 40 home runs and drive in 100 overnight. It's not going to happen. I don't know if he'll ever be that kind of hitter. But he can produce, and we've seen it in the past. It's just a matter of taking those things you're working on and getting them into the game. But we talk about it time after time after time, and I'm just waiting to see it happen.
Yeah, I think Cardinals fans are too, really looking forward to seeing the player he'll eventually become. The starter today, Miles Michaelis, is going for the Cardinals. And what have you
he
seen?
Is?
I'm sorry, it's Andre Pallante today. Michaelis
goes
say, on Friday.
Then I have to redo my card.
Yeah, well, you better. Yeah, I'm sorry to inform you that they have changed starters today, John.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Andre Pallante is going today. And, you know, we've talked about him and Matthew Liberatore a lot. And are you surprised at all from what you've seen from Pallante? Or is this about right? Is this about what you expected this year?
No, I like what I see from Pallante. And I like what he's done with his breaking pitches and the way he pitches left-handed batters. He gets a great number of ground balls. And he was really good as a starter before they put him back in the bullpen a couple of years ago. He went into the ninth inning and had the Washington Nationals shut out the last start he had before going back to the bullpen, and then pitched as a starter last year. And I think that's part of his growth and development, and he's a legitimate part of the starting rotation. So I'm not surprised by it. I'm just waiting for him to kick in and put on a really nice stretch where he's winning a good number of games.
Yep, so he does get the start today, a Cardinals team that is looking to win the series against the Detroit Tigers. And as you mentioned, John, a very, very good Tigers team. And I feel like in watching them play over the last couple of years, it's kind of felt like it was heading this direction, like they were about to break out and be a pretty good team, and they've done that so far.
Well, they did it last year. They went on a great stretch, and they had the same record as Kansas City. And both teams made the playoffs as wild cards last year. And they picked it up where they left off. And Scooble was the Cy Young Award winner last year. He won 18 games, and he's pitching very well. And it was nice that the Cardinals were able to get some runs against him and make a comeback after being down 4-0. The Cardinals have been in all but two games. Mm-hmm. And here we are getting ready for game number 50. They've been in all but two games. And to me, that's one of the big surprises, where you have a young lineup where they have been competing. And I've said it time and time again, they don't care what the score is. when they step in the batter's box, they're looking to produce a good quality at bat, hit the ball hard, put it in play, and it has produced so many good results so far to make this a very exciting team to watch. And when Victor Scott gets on base at the bottom part of the lineup like he did last night, he usually scores. He had the double, moved up, and scored on a sacrifice fly, and the Cardinals were back in business then in a 4-4 game. But if they keep taking the same approach from today on, the way they hit the ball last night, they're going to have more fall than than they've had caught. And that was the difference in the game. Baez made that catch on Pajes' ball, and Green was able to get the ball down in the gap and score McKinstry with what proved to be the winning run. And they've been playing a lot of close one-run games. They're used to them. The Cardinals are getting used to them. They're one under in one-run games, and that's after being 0-5.
Right.
So yep. That's a big, big improvement. And I'm as I go around St. Louis, more and more people are telling me, hey, this is more like it. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a fun team to watch. Well, I just tell them, stay tuned, because it seems to be getting better and better every day.
All right. Well, we're going to have to stay tuned today because the ball game is going to happen at 12:15, 11:20 for the pregame show. John Rooney, Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne, part of the broadcast.
Well, I thought you were going to end the segment by pulling up one of the five double plays against Sanchez in the Phillies series.
I mean, we can.
Downer.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it real quick. That's too far back. I can't go back that far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just want you to know, John, that's not my fault.
Well, that was electrifying coming on today. I'm so fired up for the game.
What?
I am looking up and looking onward here. We have to, because that highlight was horrible.
Listen, John. Right. It sounded great, though.
I thought it sounded good.
Yeah, you sounded real good.
Man. Well. And into the game. I wanted to win.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know. Wow. So then do it today. You got to call a winner today.
Well, we'll have it today. We'll have the fireworks. It'll be
fireworks
riveting
today.
The next highlight.
Oh, I love fireworks in the broad daylight. It's my favorite.
It's more of an audio experience for radio. Yeah. Hey, radio, when you are listening to the radio, fireworks sound the same at night and during the day.
That's true.
Right?
It's just, it's nighttime when you look out the window of your car or outside your house.
I don't know.
That's the big difference.
I'm going to go eat this ice cream in the corner now.
It's frozen custard. It's not ice cream.
Oh my God.
He is wearing you out.
I'm so sad.
John, do you want this frozen custard or no?
No.
Okay.
No, because they'll be bringing it in here before too long.
All right. Very good.
Right.
It's good to talk
to
you, sir.
Fine, but thank you for the offer.
We'll talk to you Friday on the Gas House
year.
Gang. No! Friday on the Gas House Gang.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers.
Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.